Welcome to the deep dive, where we cut through the noise for you,
giving you those essential insights.
Exactly. And today, we are plunging right into the first week of September 2025 AI world. It was quite a week.
Oh, definitely. Tumultuous is a good word.
Yeah, we're talking huge money, power shifts, and definitely more accountability hitting the table. I think billion-dollar fines, trillion-dollar pay packages, and this like frantic race to build the actual stuff that runs AI.
The infrastructure, yeah.
And it wasn't just business. We saw legal fights over data, but also some really startling stuff in medicine, robotics.
Yeah.
The real-world impact is just getting clearer and clearer.
It really is.
Okay, let's dive in.
Absolutely. And our goal here for you is, you know, not just to list what happened, but to connect the dots. Why does this stuff matter? We'll look for those patterns, the bigger picture of how AI is evolving so fast without hopefully overwhelming you.
Perfect. So let's start with maybe the biggest theme, this billion-dollar reckoning I mentioned. Courts, regulators, big money changing hands.
A very fitting title, considering the numbers flying around.
Right. First up, Anthropic. They settled a massive class action lawsuit. We're talking $1.5
billion. $1.5
billion. Yeah. Authors claiming their pirated books were used to train the Claude model.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the biggest settlements like this ever. Sends a huge message.
It really does.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Like, immediately after that news broke, boom, Apple gets hit with a very similar lawsuit. Same deal, allegedly using pirated books for their AI.
And see, this Anthropic settlement, it's more than just the money. It sets a massive precedent. It forces a rethink on how AI companies source training data and, crucially, how creators get paid.
Right. Compensation.
Exactly. The publishing world is clearly going after tech hard now for using content without permission. They mean business. And, you know, this could actually spark whole new ways of licensing content. Maybe authors see their digital rights differently now.
A whole new market, potentially.
Could be. It definitely shifts the power dynamic a bit.
Okay, so that's copyright. But the legal heat wasn't just there. Google got slashed by the EU. A $3.5 billion fine.
Oof. Yeah.
For anti-competitive stuff in its ad tech. Favoring its own ad exchange, basically. Now, is this just like a cost of doing business for Google, or could this actually shake up the digital ad market? I mean, what about the smaller guys?
Well, look, $3.5 billion is still $3.5 billion even for Google. But beyond the fine, the reason for it and anti-competitive practices, that's key. It hints that regulators might be pushing for a more fundamental restructuring.
Like breaking things up.
Potentially.
Well.
Or forcing them to unbundle services. Imagine if Google had to separate its ad exchange from its other tools. That could really open things up for independent ad tech companies. It might change what platform even means.
Uh-huh. So structural change, not just a fine. Interesting. But it wasn't all losses for Google,
yeah.
Legally speaking. They actually won a fight against the U.S. Department of Justice.
Right, the Chrome browser case.
Yeah, the DOJ wanted them to sell Chrome, but the judge said no. They get to keep it integrated, which, you know, just shows how high the stakes are in these legal fights.
Absolutely. And that high-stakes competition bleeds over into other areas, too, like talent and trade secrets.
Exactly.
Oh.
We saw Scale AI suing a former employee who went to a rival, Merkur, alleging theft of trade secrets, poaching clients, the works.
Pretty standard, unfortunately, in hyper-competitive fields.
And maybe even more dramatic, Elon Musk's ex-AI sued a former engineer, claiming they stole secrets about Grok, even the model weights.
Model weights, yeah, that's serious. These lawsuits, they're all symptoms of this fierce battle for market share, for talent, for any edge in AI infrastructure and model building.
The secret sauce.
Pretty much. The models, the data, the architecture, that's the crown jewels now. Companies are locking things down tight. And speaking of critical components, NVIDIA took a bit of a controversial stance this week.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
They came out against a U.S. bill aimed at sort of keeping advanced GPU manufacturing domestic. NVIDIA argued it would stifle innovation, raise costs.
Hmm. So national security versus global innovation speed.
Precisely. It's a tough balance. How do you protect critical tech without slowing down the very innovation that makes it critical? No easy answer there.
Definitely not. Okay, let's shift gears a bit to OpenAI. They had a massive week. Infrastructure plans, acquisitions, new product dreams. Just a whirlwind.
They certainly kept busy.
Top story. OpenAI reportedly partnering with Broadcom to design and make their own custom AI chips.
Ah, the vertical integration play.
Exactly. Seems like a clear move to depend less on NVIDIA, right? Given
yeah.
the GPU shortage and costs.
Absolutely. It's partly about cost and supply, sure, but it's more strategic than that. Owning the chip design gives them complete control. They can tailor the hardware perfectly to their software, their model.
Optimize it completely.
Exactly. That could give them a serious performance edge in the AI arms race. It's not just about having chips. It's about having the right chips, designed specifically for what they want to do next.
And to power those chips,
yeah,
they're planning a data center in India. A 1 gigawatt facility.
Yeah, that number is just staggering.
1 gigawatt. What does that even mean in practical terms? How big is that?
It's almost unprecedented for a single facility. We're talking power comparable to a small city. It signals OpenAI is betting big, long-term, on needing absolutely enormous amounts of computing power.
For next-gen models, presumably.
For models potentially far beyond what we have now. This isn't just building for today, it's building for the future they envision, possibly towards artificial general intelligence. That scale of compute is foundational for that kind of ambition.
Wow. Okay, so massive hardware plans.
Yeah.
But they also announced new software ambitions, an AI-powered hiring platform, taking aim at LinkedIn.
Right? The recruitment space.
Yeah, supposedly uses AI for matching candidates, initial screening, even generating interview questions, and they're launching, like, AI job certifications to go with it.
Yeah.
What does this mean for recruiters, for people looking for jobs?
Well, the aim is to completely shake up recruitment, make it faster, more efficient, maybe less biased. If the AI is built right.
Big if.
Very big if. It could sideline traditional job boards, maybe staffing agencies, for job seekers, maybe faster matches. But also, you might need to tailor your resume for an AI reviewer. For companies, it's potentially faster hiring, but they have to watch out for algorithmic bias. It's a major disruption attempt.
Huge market to go after. And they made another big buy, $1.1 billion for Statsig. What's Statsig?
They do product analytics and experimentation. Think A/B testing on steroids, but for complex software and AI models.
Ah, so they can figure out what's working, iterate faster.
Exactly. It's about getting deep insights into how people are actually using their AI, what features work, where to improve. It speeds up that feedback loop dramatically.
Makes sense.
Mm.
But here's the flip side to all this spending and ambition. A report came out suggesting OpenAI massively misjudged its cash burn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, by as much as $80 billion over the next 5 years. $80 billion.
Wow. That is a staggering figure. It just hammers home the absolutely astronomical cost of training and running these frontier AI models.
Right. It's not just expensive, it's eye-wateringly expensive.
And it raises serious questions about sustainability. Can that kind of spending continue? Does the business model actually work long-term without just constant massive injections of cash? It might force the whole industry to rethink just how much compute is practical for the next wave of AI.
Reality check, maybe. On a different note, OpenAI did finally add parental controls to ChatGPT, addressing some of those safety concerns we've heard for a while.
That's a positive step, definitely, acknowledging the societal impact.
Okay, so that's OpenAI.
Yeah.
But the rest of the tech world isn't just sitting back. Apple was making moves, too.
Always are.
They have plans for their own AI search engine for Siri. But here's the twist. A confirmed partnership. Google is actually going to power that Siri upgrade. Gemini, Google's AI, integrated into iOS.
Wow. Okay, that is a twist. Apple partnering with Google on core AI search for Siri.
Right. Feels like a major strategic alliance. Unthinkable maybe a year ago.
That's a landmark deal. A stunning collaboration, really. It brings Google's AI power to, what, billions of Apple devices? It could make Siri vastly more useful overnight.
Changes the whole AI assistant game.
It really does, and it shows that even the biggest rivals will team up when the AI stakes are this high. Pragmatism over rivalry.
Interesting times. But not all good news for Apple. They lost their lead robotics AI researcher to Meta.
Ouch. That hurts. Yeah. Especially with robotics being such a hot area. That's a big win for Meta's AI research lab.
Yeah, the talent war is real. Apple did launch an internal AI chatbot for its retail staff, though, called Retail Copilot.
Internal tools, yeah. Lots of companies are building those now. But losing that key researcher, that's a definite blow to their longer-term physical AI ambitions. Human capital is still the rarest resource here.
No doubt. Okay, let's talk Tesla and Elon Musk.
Never a dull moment there.
He was offered this. Just mind-boggling. $1 trillion pay package.
Trillion. With a T.
Trillion. Tied to hitting some incredibly ambitious market cap and profit goals. And many of those goals are linked directly to AI success.
So the board's betting everything on AI, basically. FSD. Optimus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of Optimus, they showed off a new prototype running Grok AI. Musk's other company's AI.
Ah, the synergy.
Right. It showed much more fluid movement, apparently could hold a conversation. And Musk said, Grok gives Optimus personality and a soul.
Personality and a soul. Okay. Well, the pay package shows the immense pressure and expectation around AI at Tesla and merging Optimus hardware with Grok software. That's really pushing the boundary between robot and intelligent agent.
Blurring the lines.
Very much so. That whole personality thing, it taps into something deep about what we want from robots, doesn't it? More than just tools. It's a powerful vision, but complicated.
Very complicated. We also saw some interesting new model developments elsewhere. Google released Embedding Gemma.
Right. For on-device AI.
Yeah. Making AI run efficiently right on your phone or device.
Yeah.
Not always needing the cloud.
Which is great for privacy, for speed, less data going back and forth. It helps make AI feel more immediate, more personal.
And then there was DeepSeek. They unveiled an AI agent that's self-improving.
Ah, yes, the autonomous coder.
It writes its own code, tests it, rewrites it, all by itself.
The implications of that are just huge. Think about it. AI systems that can genuinely enhance their own capabilities without constant human oversight, that changes the game for software development, for how quickly AI can evolve. It's potentially paradigm shifting.
A bit scary, maybe.
Potentially, yes. Depends how it's managed.
Yeah.
But the capability itself is remarkable.
And on a different note, a win for the open source crowd.
Really?
Switzerland released Apertus.
Oh, right. The privacy-focused model.
Yeah. Fully open, trained only on public domain data. A real counterpoint to all the big closed models from the tech giants.
It's important to have those alternatives, pushing for transparency and privacy by design.
Definitely. Okay. We've talked a lot about the companies, the tech.
Mm-hmm.
But how is all this actually hitting us in the real world?
The ripple effect.
Yeah. Homes, health, jobs, privacy. AI is creeping in everywhere. Samsung's putting AI in smart home devices. Starbucks is using it for inventory, predicting store traffic.
Optimizing your latte order.
Yeah, basically. Even the NFL kicked off its season using AI, generating personalized highlights, fantasy football stuff.
What's really striking is how subtle a lot of this integration is. It's becoming part of the background fabric of daily life of major industries. Not always flashy, just there,
yeah,
working behind the scenes.
But not always subtly positive. We got that stark warning from Jeffrey Hinton, AI pioneer.
The godfather of AI.
He said, basically, AI will make a few people much richer and most people poorer.
Oof, that's blunt.
And we saw maybe a direct example. Salesforce cut 4,000 jobs, and they explicitly said it was partly due to efficiency gains from their internal AI tools.
Yeah.
Right. That connects directly to Hinton's warning. It's not hypothetical. AI is impacting jobs right now. And without policies to manage that shift retraining, safety nets, maybe UBI discussion, the risk of widening inequality is very real.
It forces that tough conversation about the future of work.
Absolutely. Who benefits from this automation?
And speaking of work, another worrying finding this week, algorithmic bias in hiring. A study found AI reviewers actually prefer job applications written by AI.
Oh, wow.
Especially if it's the same AI model doing the reviewing.
That's an echo chamber problem right there. If AI prefers AI-written text, human applicants who write differently, maybe more creatively or unconventionally, could be systematically screened out.
Even if they're more qualified?
Potentially, yes. It raises huge questions about fairness, about diversity. Are we optimizing hiring for AI friendliness instead of actual human talent? What does merit even mean then?
That's deeply concerning. And on the privacy front, more alarms. AI was used to identify anonymous ICE officers. Facial recognition on public photos.
Right. That sparked a huge debate. Transparency versus privacy versus potential for misuse like doxing. It shows the dual-edged nature of these powerful tools.
And then there was that Meta employee.
Ah, the celebrity chatbot.
Yeah, creating AI chatbots of Taylor Swift, other celebs, without permission, mimicking their personalities.
Which just opens up a huge can of worms about digital likeness, consent, identity. Can someone just create an AI version of you? Where are the lines? Serious ethical questions there.
Seriously. But okay, let's balance the concerns. There were also some incredible positive developments, especially in health.
Absolutely. Some truly hopeful stuff.
AI detecting hidden consciousness in some coma patients, sometimes before doctors could.
Amazing.
An AI-powered stethoscope spotting hidden heart problems with superhuman accuracy.
Wow.
AI helping paralyzed patients control robotic limbs just using their thoughts.
Mind-blowing.
And MIT developed an AI that can predict how effective a flu vaccine will be for a specific individual.
See, these are the breakthroughs that offer genuine hope. using AI to diagnose earlier, treat more effectively, improve quality of life in ways we couldn't before. It shows the immense good this technology can do.
It really does. And just a couple of quick, interesting side notes. AI is even changing how we talk. Apparently, buzzwords like unpack and synergy are becoming more common, maybe influenced by AI text.
Ah, the AI linguistic influence.
And Google revealed that a single AI prompt uses about as much energy as charging your smartphone. Puts the energy cost in perspective.
Good context to have. It's not free.
And finally, college students. They're apparently way ahead of their own schools in actually using and understanding AI. The adoption is happening bottom up.
The next generation is already native to this stuff.
Okay, so wrapping this all up. This week, this first week of September 2025, really felt like an age of extremes for AI.
It truly did.
We had trillion-dollar valuations right next to billion-dollar fines, incredible medical advances, next to really worrying ethical problems and job losses.
The contrast is stark.
And as these companies build their own chips, plan gigawatt data centers, that gap seemed to be widening between those controlling the tech and everyone else.
Yeah.
Who benefits? Who pays? Those questions feel more urgent than ever.
Yeah. And maybe, stepping back, the big takeaway for you listening is this. AI development is happening incredibly fast, sometimes maybe faster than our ability to control or even understand it fully. It's touching everything. So the challenge isn't just figuring out what AI can do, it's deciding what it should do.
The ethics.
The ethics, the societal impact. How do we make sure this amazing power actually benefits humanity broadly? How do we stop it from just making existing problems like inequality even worse? That's not something we can be passive about. It really puts responsibility on all of us, doesn't it? To engage, to question, to help shape where this all goes.
That's a powerful thought to leave everyone with. We have to be part of shaping it.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into a truly wild week in AI.
Yeah.
We hope you'll stay curious, keep asking questions, and join us again next time.